Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Inner Resources. Remember that for every challenge that you face, you have the resources within you to cope with that challenge. If you are inappropriately attracted to someone, you will find you have the resource of self-restraint. When you have pain, you have the resource of endurance. When you are insulted, you have the resource of patience. When you start thinking along these lines, soon you will find that you don't have a single challenge for which you don't have the resource to cope. Epictetus. Have you ever had a challenge in your life that you felt was simply too overwhelming, that was too daunting for you to actually take on, only to find that by persevering a bit, pushing through the initial setbacks, that you were able to dig deep and find the resources you needed to actually overcome that challenge? I think a lot of us, upon facing a challenge, of first coming towards it, feel our initial reaction is to try and escape that, to turn away from it, or to find an easy way around it. We feel like we're in over our heads and that we just simply can't make it through. But I think that if we're able to stop and look at a challenge and catalog the skill set that we need to actually face it, and work on developing those attributes, I think we would be much more able to face that challenge and face it with confidence. I think too many of us in our daily lives, we simply go along without doing something like this, without doing an exercise like this. Maybe we are struggling with something in our jobs, and rather than sitting down and saying, hey, what do I need for this? For example, if you were a manager at a company and you were struggling to get a project finished, maybe the skills that you need are to work on your organization. Maybe your skills are having more empathy for your employees. Maybe you need to develop the skill set of leadership. Whatever you need to face this challenge, by actually sitting down and writing down the skill sets that you need to develop, I think can give you a much clearer path towards overcoming any challenge that comes your way. Just like a soccer player, when they go to practice every single day, they know that they need to work on certain things. They decide they need to work on dribbling. They decide they need to work on heading the ball. They decide that they need to work on kicking and scoring. So, and by doing that, by actually sitting down and knowing what their level is and paying attention to that, they're able to hone those skills so that by the time they get out on the field, they've developed these skills and they're able to perform at a much better level. And in life, it's really no different than that. And the thing is that you may sit down and write down some of these skills and feel like you are very inadequate. And that's okay. You're going to fail when you first try to improve your skills on certain things. But this is a great way to practice those skills and to make them stronger. So the next time you face a challenge, sit down and use your rational mind. Think through the skill sets that you need to develop and come up with a plan to develop those skills. And then you'll be able to face your challenges confidently and rationally. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.